A student was about to hand over her whole savings jar for a deal that made no sense, and she was thrilled about it. "There's a kid selling magic doubling coins," she said, breathless. "You give him 5 coins, and tomorrow he gives you 10. Double your money overnight. I'm giving him my whole jar." "Stop," said Wari, and there was something in the fox's quiet, sharp-eyed calm that made the student actually stop. Wari tilted her russet head. "Ask yourself one question, slowly. If he could truly turn 5 coins into 10 overnight, for anyone, forever, why would he need your 5 coins at all? Why wouldn't he just double his own, over and over, and be the richest kid in the world by lunch?" The student's excitement wobbled. "Oh, that's the whole trick of a scam," Wari said gently. "It dangles something too good to be true. Free money, doubled coins, a prize you didn't enter for, and it rushes you, so you feel the excitement and never ask the plain question. Real value doesn't come free, and it doesn't come in a magic rush. Money that took you weeks to save doesn't honestly double overnight." She sat, calm as still water. "The excitement is the bait, the hurry is the hook, and the one thing that beats both is the thing a scam hates most. Slowing down to ask a simple question."
Wari had learned to smell a too-good deal young, in the way foxes learn. She grew up quick and clever, and being clever, she once got fooled. Badly. A slick stranger offered her a shortcut to a whole winter's food for almost nothing. Today only, hurry, hurry. And the hurry worked. She handed over what she had, and got a bag of pretty leaves. She'd been so busy feeling lucky that she never asked the question a calmer fox would have. "If this is such a bargain, why is he so desperate for me to decide right now?" Old Penny, the mentor, found her staring at her bag of worthless leaves. "It wasn't your cleverness that failed," Penny said. "It was your hurry. Every trick in the world runs on the same engine. Get you excited, get you rushed, get you deciding before you can think. The fox who pauses, let me sleep on it. Let me ask someone, why the rush? Is the fox no trickster can catch?" Penny helped her see it. The too good offer, the today only pressure, the answer that was too easy. Protect what you worked for by refusing to be hurried. A real deal survives a good night's sleep. A scam never does. Small Wari held that. Hurry is the trickster's best friend. A slow, plain question is his worst enemy.
She trotted into Mintforge grown, sharp-eyed and unhurried, and Penny met her at the market gate. Instead of a quiz, Penny described 3 offers. A free prize that needed your jar number, a double your coin steal, a today only decide now bargain, and asked, "How do you spot the trick in each?" Wari didn't rush, of course. "The free prize isn't free if it wants my jar number first. Real prizes don't ask for your money to give you money. The doubling deal breaks the plainest question. If it worked, he wouldn't need me. The today-only rush is a red flag by itself. An honest deal can wait a day. Only a trick can't. 3 offers, 1 tool. Slow down, ask the plain question, and treat hurry as a warning, not a reason." Penny nodded slowly. "Most young ones think being fooled means being stupid," she said. "You understood it means being rushed, and that anyone, however clever, can be hurried into a mistake. Stay, you've got the calm it takes."
Weeks later, that same student stood clutching her savings jar. The doubling coins kid still grinning at her. "Watch how you keep your jar safe," Wari said, calm and low. "You feel excited. Double my money. And that is the exact moment to slow down. Because excitement is when your careful brain naps." She held up a paw. "So you ask the plain questions, out loud. If it's so good, why does he need me? Why the rush? What happens if I say, let me think about it overnight?" She watched the grinning kid's face. "See how he doesn't want you to sleep on it? An honest deal says, sure, take your time. A trick says, no, now, hurry, you'll miss out.
The pressure to decide right now is almost always the tell. The student looked at her jar, then at the too eager grin. So if it sounds too good to be true and someone's rushing me, it's a trick. Nearly every time, Wary finished. And the fix isn't being smarter than the trickster. It's just being slower. Let me think about it. Let me ask a grown-up I trust. No thanks. Those three little sentences protect more money than all the cleverness in the world. She grew gentle. And if you do get fooled someday, everyone does, once. It's not a shame and it's not your fault for being tricked. You tell a trusted grown-up right away so they can help. Getting fooled is the trickster's doing, never yours. The student hugged her jar close, stepped back from the grinning kid, and said the magic words. Let me think about it. He deflated instantly, and that, more than anything, told her everything.
The student kept her jar, told a grown-up about the doubling coins kid, and never once regretted the deal she didn't take. There was a small, settled feeling in her chest, the steady calm of not being rushed. Wary curled her russet tail and settled with a slow, satisfied breath. The ease of a creature who'd learned that the trickster's whole power is hurry, and hurry has no power over a fox who pauses. Somewhere in the memory of it, a bag of worthless pretty leaves taught a lasting lesson about the cost of not asking. If it sounds too good to be true, and they're rushing you, slow down and ask the plain question, she said softly. Hurry is the trap. A pause is the escape. That's the safe part. That's the part worth slowing down for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wary. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.